Listener Production. Giving you the warm and fuzzies just like when your favourite flirty barista draws a love heart on your latte.
Aw, isn't that cute?
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
A very big good morning to you today. I'm Alex, that is Matt. We're in All Day Breakfast. Obviously, Matt, first off, our heart's going out to everyone affected by the awful stuff at Bondi Junction over the weekend. I was going in to watch Zan Rowe and Miff Warhurst do their podcast live at the Melbourne Town Hall. Got a text from my dad saying bad things happening in Bondi. And I think that was used to be my local supermarket
that I know. I
go to.
I know, exactly.
And yeah, obviously really, really shocking stuff. I don't think, Matt, you and I have much to add other than just like, yeah, absolute sympathy and empathy and heartbreak. And hopefully keep things nice and happy for you today with a little podcast with us both.
Yeah, we're going to try and shine a light on the positive stuff in our lives today.
Including some positive stuff happening in your family, Matt, recently over the weekend.
A little bit of gold shining through. So let's jump off with that, hey?
Let's do it.
Dive right in. We've got a clickfish as well. Stick with us. Oh, and we've got some funny stories from the campsite. This is Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Hope you're having a good one.
Yeah, squirmy warning for one of the most quotable tent quotes of all time. That's coming up.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Well, Alex Dyson, I got in touch with my cousin the other day because it was my birthday over the weekend. I'm hoping me and Belinda could go out.
You know, oh, okay.
A bit of a nice drink.
So then the texts come through. You know, I haven't spoken to her for a while. Maybe.
No.
Let's see what she's up to.
No,
I see your game, O'Kine.
My cousin, Nah, helps us out all the time. She's a great part of the family. Love her. And yes, so, you know, loves hanging out with Sophia. So it was a little bit of the whole birthday's coming up. Do you want to come and hang out with Sophia?
Okay. That could be your present to me is giving mummy and daddy a night off.
Something like that. Nah responds, sorry, can't. I'm in Adelaide for the Australian National Athletics Championships. And I'm like, ah.
Which she's competing in.
Yes. As a athlete herself, having been to the Commonwealth Games, Australian champion previously. And I was a bit like, wow, priorities.
I was going to go out and have a few bevs,
yeah.
All right? Think of your cousin.
Yeah, can we? Is it too late to reschedule? Is what I asked. No, I was like, great, good luck. Can't wait to hear how you go. And then Alex Dyson, guess what? Wake up yesterday morning to check the results. Guess who came first? 100-meter women's Australian champion. That's right, my cousin Nara Nang. She's on the phone. Hello, Nara. Congratulations.
Woo! Oh, thank you guys so much. I have the best family ever.
100-meter women's champion of Australia 2024. This is incredible stuff. Talk us through the lead up to the big race.
Yeah, it was a pretty gnarly lead up. As you know, Matt, I had surgery back at the end of last year. So it was one of those things where I had long-term Achilles pain and it was one of those last ditch efforts to try and get on top of it. So we weren't really sure whether it would work out in the end, but it did, spoiler alert. But yeah, I had to put the hard work in, get back into some good form. And, you know, I had some comps earlier in the season where it wasn't quite looking the way that I wanted it to. And it was almost a bit disheartening to be like, oh, will I get there? But, you know, I have a really amazing team, a great coach, and I also have experience in myself knowing that I can perform when I need to. So, yeah, I just kind of took all that faith and belief and journeyed with God and just kind of absolutely sent it and got the gold in the end. So I'm really stoked with how it all worked out. I couldn't have timed it better, even if I tried. And, yeah, it's nice to win a national championships again, the first time in 5 years. So, sorry for the background noise. I'm at the track, so.
No, it's good. It's great. We want to hear the background noise. And what does this mean about Olympics? Is there any trips to Paris on the horizon?
Oh, look, I still have a bit of work to do to get to the Olympics. I ran 11:34 yesterday and the qualifier's 11:07. So I have a bit of time I need to shave off, but planning on hopefully being selected for Oceania's, which is in Fiji, in June and then head over to Europe and give it another hot crack. But it's definitely positioned me well for the relay, and we should qualify for that as well. So I'm pretty optimistic I'll be there.
That's incredible, Nah. And how does it feel being, you know, obviously related to Matt O'Kine? What do you think his chances are? He's always told me that at one point he wants to represent Ghana on the swimming team. Do you think Paris is on the cards for Matthew O'Kine?
I think it would be a great holiday for him if he wanted to come.
Yes! I don't think I got what it takes. What about TT, your brother? He's a triple jumper. How'd he go this week?
He didn't perform as well as he wanted. He came fourth and he jumped 60 metres, so definitely steps in the right direction. But
fourth at nationals?
Yeah, fourth at nationals. So
that's pretty good.
He was hoping for a bit more. I know.
Me?
It's like,
that's pretty good.
I think as athletes, you're always so hard on yourself. You're trained to be sort of perfectionist. So anything less than really good, you're kind of disappointed. And yeah, I was disappointed for him too, because he has some big jumps in it. He just hasn't had an opportunity yet, but I back him. As his sister say.
And is there any goss? Any goss around the field? What's been happening? Any controversies?
No, I'm what I call a social vegetarian. I don't want any beef. I'm not trying to put any goss out there. I'm trying to be Switzerland and be a team supporter. So you're not gonna catch me slipping up. But there have been a few upsets and some cool performances, so yeah, always find that chance.
Well, I saw Rowan Browning got knocked off the podium this year as well for 100 meter men's. Who took out the title there?
Yeah, we have a young gun coming through. His name's Seb Sultana, and when I tell you, when I hang out with him, I feel so old and I don't understand youth slang anymore. Gen Z is just a different breed, but he's got so much promise and he's so talented and just a really good kid. So it was nice to see him get the win. Obviously, sad for Rowan. You know, he's a competitor and you want all of your friends to do well, but it's one of those things where whoever comes out on top on the day is who comes out on top. So
that's it. Well, let's start the hashtag now. Hashtag gnarly that you did drop earlier on. Nah, we're going to get behind
stealing
you to go through the Oceanias.
I'm stealing that.
You are the official all-day breakfast competitor. All of us here are behind you, everyone listening. So thank you very much for chatting to us.
No, thank you so much, guys. Love to be on the podcast. Can't wait till next year.
Fit check.
Before I hit record, do you want to hear something interesting? What are you talking about?
Sorry. Okay, we are rolling. We are rolling now.
We're rolling now? Yes. Good, Bron. Because what you just missed was Bron, who's in control of hitting record and hitting stop on this little podcast, you know, audio, goes, oh, before I hit record, do you want to know something really interesting about Richard Lewis and the term from hell? And we're like, Bron, yes, but just get recording. Why just give it to us? Why not give it to our wonderful, valued listener, you, who is listening right now?
I thought you might want to bring it to the listeners. Why am I saying this?
This is because this segment we're going to be talking about neighbours from hell in a particular setting. But what were you going to say about the from hell phrase?
Yeah, so apparently Richard Lewis, who's a comedian who passed away, I think, earlier this year, he created the whole...
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
David, yep.
Yes, which had a great finale, by the way. Yeah, he created the phrase, like the dinner party from hell, or like
neighbors from hell,
the blank from hell, or, you know, the mother-in-law from hell, the, you know, dinner from hell.
There is no way.
There's articles about it. It's like a known thing. He created the phrase. The blank from hell.
Well, it sounds like the monologue from Dr. Evil in Austin Powers, where he's saying, my father used to make wild claims like he invented the question mark.
The New York Times reported on it. It is a thing.
It is. I'm really shocked on a non-mind-blown day. I think that deserves one.
Mind blown?
Damn, I want to coin something.
I know. I mean, that's so. But I mean, this is something that like a current affair has used. The neighbors from hell.
Oh, a current affair owes their entire existence to Richard Lewis. If this is the case, the Casanova con man from hell, neighbors from hell, laundry powder from hell. It's their absolute bread and butter.
Hey, the reason I was talking about Neighbours from Hell is because I was talking to some friends who went for the last week. They've been camping because it's school holidays. And And my friend was telling me that from the first night that they got there through to the last night that they left, they could see the like the physical ring of distance from them to all the other campsites just grow as people got more and more annoyed with them throughout the whole trip.
Wait, so hang on. They're camped, but then as the week goes on, everyone picks up and moves their camp further from their campsite.
They said they had people like literally yelling into their tent going like, shut up. Like, please stop talking. Because they were with a bunch of friends and so they were all just having the best time. And just across the week, they noticed this physical removal of everyone being like, nah, we cannot go near these people anymore.
Hang on. Usually when it's these stories, okay, the... The subjects, like the weird people are the, you know, people we have no idea about. But you're saying your friends were the weird ones that everyone just started, moving away from like a bad smell.
I'm saying my friends were the camping neighbors from hell.
What were they doing?
Just like that thing that you do that annoys everyone around you when you're like talking until way too late in the night. Just spraying you ridiculous opinions, chatting about crap, having arguments with people, and it's just like going way into the night.
I do have a conspiracy theory that tents not only are thin enough to not mask sound, there's something that just actually amplifies sound coming from within them.
It's like
how
they're tiny little speakers.
Yeah, that's how loud it is being in a tent. And
then you got the kids as well. So the kids in the morning are the worst. So if like kids do your head, if adults late at night do your head in, kids in the morning do your head in. So you've just got the double whammy. And they just isolated, they just drove everyone around them away. And they were the camping neighbors from hell. So it just made me think, you know, when have you had camping neighbors from hell? Because I had them at Falls one year, Daiso.
Oh, yeah? What was wrong with your camping neighbors?
I can't remember what it was. I need to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, though, for a gig. So I was just trying to get to bed. And they were doing, like, drinking games and just the sound of the crushing cans and the cheering and stuff all through the night was absolutely killing me. But you also, I remember mentioning once how you were walking through the campsite yelling out your, trying to find your... Your girlfriend at the time.
Yes, Matt, I did walk around at night on New Year's calling my ex-girlfriend's name because I'd lost my phone. but everyone else found that endearing. So, Sophie messaged us. You can too, Matt.Alex. Saying, I woke up New Year's morning to a fresh poo behind my tent. I was livid.
As you would be. But do you know what the worst thing about the fresh poop behind your tent is?
Oh, well, I don't know what the best thing is about it.
It's knowing that someone was so close to your head doing that in the night, like with just complete disregard.
Yeah, that's pretty close. On New Year's Eve 2022, our camping neighbours played the Minecraft theme music full blast on repeat from 3 a.m. to 8 a.m.
No, that they're doing that on purpose. That they are doing that to actually. That's some sort of torture.
Marnie, we had a religious group come into our campsite and knock on our tent to start preaching to us.
Yeah, there's a time and a place, and it ain't when you're covered in dirt, Marnie. Andrew. No, and that is actually how you pronounce Andrew, by the way, guys. We've been pronouncing it wrong. Andrew says, I had an old couple next to me at a campsite in their 70s that spent the entire night playing Hide the Snake, if you know what I mean, all night long.
Damn. Well, there's a point. I'm sure if you were doing a graph of how annoyed you were with that, it would start off, you know, oh, all right, it's fine. It'd go to I'm quite annoyed. And then after a while, you know, depending on what he means by an old couple, you start coming back up being impressed.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly.
It would shoot back up.
Once it starts getting into your third or fourth hour, you'd be searching for answers, wouldn't you? You'd be looking for tips.
You'd go and knock on their tent and say, teach me everything. Come and preach to me, please. Convert me to your ways. Grace, at Falls Festival in 2014, we had neighbours who were Bogan boys who pissed on our tent every night. When you hear that rain on the outside of the tent.
That is actual just, yeah, that's terrible.
Yep.
Yeah, you want to hope there's no holes in the tent. And we've got Meg on the phone. Meg, you had a terrible camping experience. What happened?
So basically when I was about 17, went camping with my mates. It was all going fine until the last day this guy rocks up. He starts playing Kings of Leon at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm. He's there with his two kids. Kings of Leon is playing for like 5 hours at this point. His wife rocks up. I'm not a Kings of Leon fan myself, so I was already starting to get pissed off.
Is he going through the discography? I mean, because it's quite long now.
Sure.
There's a bit of variation in there.
Okay.
I mean, personally not a fan, but, you know, each to their own.
Okay.
Sure.
Anyway, so his wife rocks up and a few hours later, well, quite a few hours later, it's 10 o'clock now, Kings of Leon still blasting, but they've like, they've quieted it like a little bit because they've got young kids. So they've, the kids are in bed.
So now it's like whispering.
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit louder than a whisper.
Sex is on fire. It's soft. So,
have you started hearing doubles? Like, have you started going over the same songs by this stage?
Yes. Yeah, I would say so. So we're just trying to have a nice evening, you know. All of a sudden we start hearing other noises and our camping neighbours are having quite loud sex. Okay. Like, keep in mind, it's 10 o'clock, like, camping rules. You've got to be quiet by this time. But, yeah,
loud
like,
sex from
loud
9 till 10,
is happening.
Fine afterwards, please.
Exactly.
Keep a lid on.
So, yeah, they're, like, really going at it. And at one stage, and, like, keep in mind this is about 6 years ago, still burned into my brain, this man saying, lick my salty balls. and...
No.
Just terrible.
Meg.
You overheard
the dirty talk. This wasn't just a bit of ambiguous moaning. And it was up to you to imagine what was happening.
Awful. And then the kids woke up. The kids are now like scream crying now. Whether they were also traumatized or they were just kids being kids, I don't know. But yeah, terrible. Like awful experience.
Can't stop thinking about that line. It's just. Is that? I mean, is that hot? Is that what people want to hear? That's what I'm nervous.
It's not what I want to hear. But
oh my goodness. The sex was on fire.
Sex
was clearly,
salty.
Clearly.
Well, I tell you what, Meg, you've given us all an image to to take.
I think I've ruined Kings of Leon for everyone else
on
now.
This Monday. And I think Chef from South Park sung a song relatively similar to that.
Is that the homage that he was paying?
Maybe.
oh wow! It all turned bad when you heard him doing a Cartman expression. That was no good. But look, thank you very much, Meg. We really appreciate. Actually, I don't know if we do appreciate you telling us that story. But thank you for listening to Matt and I.
All good. All right. Cheers. See
you later.
Bye.
Oops.
Click fish
with producer Bron.
Yes, we're diving to the depths of internet journalism right now into articles that we attempted to click on but make our producer Bron, aka the canary down the mine, take the hit for us. G'day, Bron.
Hello.
What's the weekend look like for you, Bron?
Had my friend's 30th actually over the weekend. That was fun. Just went out for a dinner.
30.
Yep.
Mate, 30 is the new 15. You know what I mean? Like it's nothing these days. I'm approaching 40 next year. That's my next B-day, and I tell you what, I can't wait. 40 is the new 20, baby.
Gonna go back to the roller rink?
Oh yeah. Well,
Sophia's fifth birthday was there.
It's funny that you mentioned the roller rink because someone messaged me yesterday on Instagram about something that I think you'll find very interesting, Alex Dyson. I'm teeing up a chat with them tomorrow on this podcast, so let's leave that there.
Why can't we have them today?
Well, because that there today is yesterday, because they're in America.
Oh.
So I can't call them right now.
International guest tomorrow on All Day Breakfast.
Okay. Yeah, with quite a story, I think you'll find. Anyways, that's coming up tomorrow. But Bron, how was the 30th? Did you, or how are you finding parties as a pregnant person? Are you sort of looking at the clock being like, let's go home?
I'm definitely leaving much earlier than I used to. And I used to feel when I was tired, I would just be like, nah, you got to push through. Now I'm like, I don't give a absolute crap what time it is. I am getting out of there whenever I want to. It's like, guys, I'm leaving. And there's like no questions asked and it's great.
Man, how can I be pregnant?
I know. No one argues. Hey, they're like, oh yeah, sure, bye, thanks for coming. And like, and then you're out.
And a lot of people are like treating me with like kid gloves, which I both like and don't like.
Okay.
Is Steve still getting on the cans and then you're the driver? Is that how it works?
Yeah, he hasn't given up anything, and I wouldn't ask him to any. I don't really care, but I feel like if I cared, he would.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, like, it's always nice. Like, there's nothing better than having a pregnant partner that can drive you.
Oh yeah, it's definitely Dezo.
Good stuff. All right, well, you're also our designated clicker. So what have you been touching on this week, Bron?
So this was sent in by Jordan Harper on Instagram. It's from the Daily Mail. Exclusive: reality star Anthony Harries Carroll reveals he found a new lover while on holiday in New Zealand without wife Emily.
Okay.
Righto.
All right, well, oh, geez. Found a new love. A new love or new lover?
New lover.
Like, what do you mean found? Was he just went over there and got on the apps and found someone? Or he bump into someone and the sparks flew? What happened?
So what happened is he, without his wife Emily, keep in mind, this is an exclusive story. He fell in love with the country of New Zealand.
Oh, you're kidding me.
God.
You're kidding me. That is one of the dirtiest, rottenest clickbait headlines you've ever brought to this program, Brock.
Okay, wait. Is this, like, why was he in New Zealand?
I think it was a brand trip. I would hazard a guess.
Okay. That
so this
is
guy
the
gets
question.
Paid to go to New Zealand and they put out an article, he's found a new lover. People click on it, go, ooh, juicy. And it's like,
yeah.
New Zealand is my lover.
He said of his getaway with Tourism New Zealand. Yeah. Okay, so that's what's going on.
Yes.
All righty. Well, we've passed it. The shark has been jumped. We've got there. Unbelievable stuff. That's just, there's no rules anymore. In journalism.
No.
All right. Well, there you go.
And now we're talking about New Zealand because of this. You know what? New Zealand sucks. Daily Mail, Tourism New Zealand. Your country stinks because you get behind bloody junkets like this and go and trick all of us thinking we're going to get some sort of cool news about an affair of some reality TV star.
Oi. Oi, New Zealand. Don't listen to a word that guy just said. I am swiping right on you big time. If you want to hang out, if me and you want to hang out one night, I am so keen, New Zealand. Please, get in touch.
What? Now you're flirting with New Zealand? New Zealand's already got a lover.
I am going to give a little bit of you up to New Zealand all day long. Come on, NZ. Hit me back. You know my digis. You know I love them nudes. Noodles. Noodles from the duck restaurant they've got in the centre of Auckland.
Not 100% pure New Zealand stands for. It is very untouched virgin territory over there.
Man, I love New Zealand, but I don't love those type of headlines. So thank you very much for clicking that one, Bron. Right.
Maybe the Daily Mail is what I should be focusing my ire upon.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with New Zealand. It's our current journalists. But anyways, hey, look.
Well,
they've got to do it. They've got to do
Zealand,
it, man.
If you are looking for lovers and want a threesome with me and Matt O'Kine, we'll go. We'll do it. We'll do it.
Yes, please. I will be in the middle of that. But absolutely love.
We'll go to your South Island, New Zealand.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us. Another Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Hope you had a good one. We're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. As I said, we will be chatting to a friend who knows a little bit about something that we've been talking about on the show a bit recently and has quite the story to share. So we can't wait to share that with you.
We'll let you tickle out Kiwi Fruits, New Zealand.
Okay, yes. All right. We will see you then. See you soon. Bye-bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.